Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 99 The Game and 99thegame.com. Good Sunday morning. It is a red shirt Sunday morning. Could be a little wet outside. Sam and Greg coming with you. The Kia Studios, nine floors up, and
it's dry.
It's dry for now.
Get my headphones on here. Did you say good morning to Georgia?
Good morning to Georgia. Good morning to everyone out there on I-20 if you're headed to Augusta.
Oh, please, yeah.
If you're headed down, you got to go early.
Yeah. Well, you better be there already.
The golfers are already awake, and they're waiting for the first crack of daylight.
Speaking of I-20 and heading out, those of you going east, maybe going back to Alabama, there was some craziness this morning. So just be very aware there by Six Flags.
You got to go back through it if you're going back through Alabama. It's coming through there right now. There's a line of it. There's a line of it that's coming through there.
So you got that, but the interstate
in that direction, you're going to hit it.
It was stopped.
Really?
It was stopped. When I got them out a couple weeks ago when I was coming in, and I had to do all kinds of Batmobile moves and Chicago driving and side streets and this and that just to get here. Well, the same thing this morning, it looks like, but going eastbound.
Really?
So hopefully it's cleared up. I mean, it was right there at Thornton, and it was a tractor trailer on its side, and smoke was still coming off it.
Yeah, that's not
and
good.
All kinds of emergency vehicles. Then, after about, with the equivalent of about a quarter mile, there was no traffic. And then I kept driving and got to about Six Flags, Riverside there, and cops were stopping folks there. Wouldn't let them come any farther east.
Okay, because they knew it was no
They
point.
Knew I was up there. So y'all get off here.
Hit Bankhead.
get your GPS on.
Hit 78.
There you go.
Yep.
Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Got lots of notes. Got lots of observations this morning. Lots of things to talk about. And not all surrounding Tiger, but most
not
of
all,
it.
Not all.
But most of
but
it.
But a lot of it. There's a lot of other things going on, too, sports-wise. So that's a great thing. We got Braves win, Atlanta United wins. We had a lot of good stuff happening last night. But, of course, everyone's keeping an eye on the sky and what they're doing in Augusta, what happened yesterday, and what's coming up today. And it's coming up real soon.
You know, I don't know which one to jump on first. Your thoughts on, as we talk about Tiger and talk about this fourth round, is it him? Is it the backstory? Is it the guys who are going to be playing with that don't blink anymore? Who's that guy? The Michael, was it Michael Collins, the golf announcer for the Four Letter Network?
Yeah.
He had made an observation not too long ago in talking about the more current players as Tiger has made his way back. Whereas it used to be he would get people all worked up into a lather and nervous and things like that. And now their thought is, let's go get him when he's been back in contention this last year or so. And when you look at Molinari, when you look at Koepka, they showed that they have done that.
Yeah.
So there's no aura about his crowd scaring these guys he's going to be up against. We thought that would be the case. But they've stood up in a couple different majors and shown that they're not fazed.
Well,
the
no,
person's
no.
been fazed.
They've seen it now.
Yeah.
They've seen it and
they've
been
around
part of
it. Seeing it is one thing.
Being
in the eye of that hurricane and persevering.
So
we've seen that.
That's the thing. They hadn't been through it before. A lot of them have been around it now and know what it's like to play, knowing that most of the gallery of people are standing out there kind of rooting against you. but now they know what it's like, and they know the extra focus that it's taking. You know what I've noticed something about with Tiger watching him that I hadn't seen him do before that he's using in this tournament? I don't know if he's done it earlier this year. He's chewing gum.
A lot of gum.
But you know what? Have you noticed? I haven't seen him do that before.
No.
And I think it has
helped him.
It's had a calming effect on him, I think. It seemed like he's been just calm, and it's like he's putting on his old house shoes. The old house slippers.
You'd have to find something. You couldn't continue doing what he was. I mean, for those who don't remember or didn't go back and see footage of him. He was a machine.
Yeah.
There was nothing that fit. Oh, there you go. Fiery crash shuts down interstate.
There you go.
So I want to let you guys know you're going to deal with that. If you're heading out Cobb County, I-20, they have shut down the interstate. This is what I saw an hour ago.
It's still smoking.
Yeah. It's still crazy. So know that if you're heading out to I-20 eastbound. Anyway, you have to change. You have to evolve. Remember throughout the time, even when he was winning, he always talked, and it drove you crazy too, especially if you're a golf fan. It's like, man, don't mess with this. But he always talk about adjusting the swing.
Yeah. Always.
And it drove you crazy. Like, man, why you want to mess with that? You got all these majors. Quit monkeying with it. But he felt he had to do that. Well, this is a continuation of that. It may be small, but maybe that's one of the things as he was going through his rehab that helped him focus a little bit more. We don't know. But you're right. It is something that's a little bit. But we saw him smiling too a lot more over this last year.
He has been. That's the difference in him. He's, and like you said, I think it's the appreciation. It's the appreciation to be healthy enough and have your mind in the right place to do what he's doing. But also the appreciation that this is a group of people who are watching him do something that didn't think they see it. And
him too.
And more than that, people are getting to bring their kids, and kids are getting a chance.
Well,
we'll get a chance to see him that. They had only seen video, just like his own kids.
Well, I'm going to talk about that.
You know, they'd only seen the video of what he used to do, and they're actually getting a chance to see him actually go out and perform to that level again. So I think that's the other thing that adds a lot of fun to it.
And I want to talk about that aspect in the next segment about what his kids are viewing right now and what they haven't seen. And it was a really good piece about that, and I want to get your thoughts on that. We'll come back to that in the second segment. But when you look at what's going on right now, we have talked about people who move the needle. And over the course of the last year or so, we've talked about days where, you know, Serena was performing and LeBron was performing and Tiger was performing on the same day and how special that was. But this, again, this last few days just goes to show you that there's nobody, and LeBron is definitely out of this mix.
Well, now
he is. Makes people. But even then, I mean, listen. There's a shelf that only a few occupy, and then there's a room that only a couple occupy. And that throughout the American sports history has been like Ali, and you got Jordan, and Tiger are in there. We can argue about a couple others that deserve to be in there, but there's those few. And when I say that there's those few, that there's nobody else who has this sort of effect on the sports consciousness in America. Would you agree?
And especially when you have this particular event.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, if he's going out winning, you know, some other place, winning Doral or winning some other tournament.
East
Lake was special because any place where you got the best of the best, East Lake had the best of the best. If it had been the Players Championship, you know, down in Jacksonville, you know, you got the best of the best there. This has the best of the best, and the cream has risen to the top this week. That leaderboard.
It's amazing.
I mean? That's the thing. So he's not doing it against and say, well, he's doing well, and the other guys out there are not doing
Charles Hall III, as you like to say.
But, I mean, you got you know, the best of the best. Dustin Johnson's on the board. You got all these guys who are there, and he's not, you know.
And if he wins this, given the weather conditions, that'll make it that much more special. Because he knows the course as well as anybody, if not more than anybody else.
He's shown that.
Under the conditions that apparently are going to happen today, I give him the advantage. Now, you know, listen, these guys, a lot of the European players, they play in rain a lot more than the American players. Oh, weather over there is just crazy.
Yeah.
But this particular course with bad weather, I'm putting my money on him. If he continues to just stay the course and stays with the leaders,
his putting has been just off the charts.
That's the thing.
And when he
hitting the fairway too.
He's been keeping
it out in the fairway.
In the fairway, he's been on the greens and giving himself chances to score. And I think that's, you know, the approach shots have been giving him chance to give it birdie opportunities, and he's been able to convert them. And that's, you know, all of his game seems to be in line right now, and that's the thing you want to see going out there. And getting a start. There'll be the last group that will go off this morning, and that's going to be at 9:20. So it'll be on the air. And by the way, we're usually on until 10 o'clock on Sunday mornings. We're off at 9 today, so we can present to you CBS Sports coverage of the Masters, Westwood One, and their coverage here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So wherever you are, if you happen to be on your job, you have to drive, we'll have coverage of the final round of the Masters right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's a nice little plug. Listen, when you see what's going on these last couple of days, you go back and you think about what happened in 08 with the nine iron to the back of the SUV,
yeah,
and what happened with him, his family, his, you know, his career from that point on. There were a few more wins, yes, but the mystique was gone, and it was actually sort of vaping out the window anyway. But that was the jump off point. This is like 11 years later. And with the exception of a little bit of LeBron, nobody filled that void. As far as our sports consciousness, when this guy is doing what he does, we have to watch. Because remember, LeBron went from white hat to black hat, back to white hat, right? So everybody didn't love him the entire time. When he was in Miami, he was that dude, you know? Yep. He found every reason to not like him. And you can say the same for Tiger, but it wasn't because of his play. It was because of people just made it. You know, observations and judgments about his personal life. But I take a second and look at and enjoy what you're watching when you see this dude doing this now.
Well, I think that's what happened here at Eastlake back in the fall when he was here. People, you know, just, you know, the fact that he had been billing and coming close throughout the year, had been contending, and he brought it all together and hung on.
And he looked like he was enjoying it. That was the thing.
And that's the thing. That's a different thing from the guy we saw before, who looked like he was just staring through a brick wall before. Now he's, you know, maybe a high five fan, or maybe he'll, you know, just smile with him and kid with him a little bit as he walks along. Just a different demeanor. Like I said, a guy who's a lot of appreciation for being back and having another chance to perform at this level. And he's making the most of it. Today he has a chance to do something a lot of people didn't think we get to see him do. Not only just win a tournament, to win another major, and to get a fifth green coat. So that's something that, you know, and he may have the battle elements a little bit to do it.
That's what I'm saying. It'll make it that much more special. Can I ask you a question?
Yep.
And this is just, you know, this is like barbershop radio, what we do here on Saturday and Sunday
barbershop
morning.
Radio.
It's barbershop radio. We sit and we come and we just talk back and forth about stuff. We don't kill you with numbers. And, Maury, bring me something from the refrigerator in the back. Who drank my apple juice? I want to ask you where he stands, and can you make a comparison as far as how he's looked upon in this sports world? Well, sports country, at least in America. Closest thing we've had to Ali. Compared to when you think of the other icons.
Generational.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
But, I mean, could you make that argument?
We're getting to that.
But more on Tiger, more on the Masters. We're going to talk about the Braves, too, in a little while. And
we're
going to
tell you how to be a Falcons cheerleader.
That's right.
Or someone you know can be a Falcons cheerleader.
You got them moves. Here's a chance for you to be on the sideline.
It's happening today.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Just playing. I mean, I saw the number at 11. Tony was posted, and there's quite a bit of guys, you know, behind me. I think Francesco got to 12 when I was still playing, and so I was just making sure that I stayed in double digits, and that was the goal today. Was, you know, start at six and make sure I got to double digits, and I was able to do that.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. That, of course, Tiger Woods, courtesy of ESPN, just talking about his round yesterday. I like how he nonchalantly just says, I'm going to keep it in the double digits.
Yeah.
Like, you got but see, that's somebody who's feeling it. I'm not going out to try to shoot a low number. I'm going to go out and just keep it in the double digits.
That's it.
We've heard him say the other before.
Yeah.
Didn't always work out that way.
Right. But he knows what he needs to contend. He has a feeling for what the others around him are doing, and he knew if he made it to double digits, he's in good shape. He's in contention to have his opportunity to win it. And so, sure enough, that's the way it's played out.
That's the crazy part. It's about, as we watch him now, and if you've been watching him since 97 when he broke on the scene and got his first green jacket, he would not do this, be conservative. Especially when it came to majors, especially when he had a chance to win it. He was going full bore.
Oh, yeah.
And to watch him now as his game's matured and he's matured and everything about that that's a good way to put it.
Life is life seasoning, life and career seasoning. And he knows some things that he has to do and things that he, you know, and like I said, he's enjoying this a lot more. And he's at a different phase of life and career. And maybe a lot of what happened earlier zoomed by. He was accomplishing things so fast. You just on to the next thing, just on to the next thing.
Who does appreciate when you're getting it done in your 20s and 30s? How many people stop and appreciate what you're doing?
You don't. You don't.
You see what I'm saying?
You don't. Because you know the expectations, and the expectations you have of yourself, and you're so driven just to get there.
Yeah.
You know, until before you can put the trophy, hold the trophy up or put the jacket on or whatever, you're thinking about the next one. You know,
well,
I'm
not going to dinner tonight.
I got to do this again. You know what I mean? No.
After it's all said and
right,
done.
Right,
right. Where are we going? To say that phrase again you just said.
What's that?
That was a good one. I'm going to have to write that down. The seasoning thing.
The seasoning. Seasoning life, seasoning career.
I know what it hanging is. Around you for nothing.
No, you're putting
it. You turn a phrase there like that. But that was perfect. That was absolutely perfect.
That's what it does for you. That's the seasoning of life. The seasoning of life. That's nice. We're on the Food Network.
It sounds like somebody's song.
We're on the Food
Network. I can't think of
who. No, we're on the Food Network now. The seasoning of life.
Well, how about the circle of life?
Yeah.
Which I'm going to make an analogy about, you Lion King fans. When he won in 97, he came off the course and it was so emotional. Who's the first person that, and we've seen the footage a million times.
Oh, obviously Dad.
Ran into Dad's arms and started bawling.
Yep.
This happens today. Who's running in his arms? Circle of life, dude. His kids.
Yeah. How about that?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Circle of life.
Well, you know what? There'll be a lot of, and I was listening yesterday as I was driving along, listening here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game to the Westwood One coverage, and they were talking about hearing a certain type of cheer. And when you're at Augusta, right. you certain golfers, when they're performing well, you hear a cheer, and you can tell where they are on the course. And I just know that from the times I've covered the tournament and being there in 86, my first time at Augusta, when Nicklaus won the last time, it's a different kind of cheer that you hear. For golfers who've accomplished that time and time again, and who the people are really, really emotionally getting behind. And Nicklaus, you got to remember, was 46 years old. Nobody that old was supposed to win the Masters.
Nope.
You couldn't do that. And here he was winning it and talking about the big hug at the end. Obviously, his son was caddying that day.
Yep.
And just tears were just all over the course. Everybody was a crying mess down there. But you could hear it as he was coming in, you know, 14, 15, 16. You could stand back behind the clubhouse and just look out over the course, and you could tell where he was just by listening. And you could imagine yesterday it was the same way for Tiger.
But that being said, Tiger has admitted it's different. And I'll tell you the difference between his early victories and the one you're talking about with Nicklaus and today. Everybody's got a cell phone today. Everybody's filming it. So they're not clapping. He said it's the strangest thing he's had to get used to.
Yeah.
He says people don't clap anymore. Or when they start to cheer, it's just screaming because one hand is holding the phone.
I don't know if you do it down there. You can do it there.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying
that's one thing that's been different about Augusta.
I haven't even noticed it. I got to look and see.
You don't have them at Augusta.
Can't have them in there?
Check them at the door.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the story you told earlier I wanted you to tell?
They check them at the door.
Well, that wasn't the story, but I mean, we were talking earlier about your early.
Because we know about the other tournaments where we've seen these
days. That's what I'm saying. That's what he was talking about.
Everybody brings them out, even at East Lake.
East Lake, that's where he was talking about that reaction.
Everybody is able to document it for themselves, get their own version of it being there. But
Hootie and them dudes, they just running everything out there.
You reach for that thing and that GBI guard to come and slide and take your legs out.
Oh yeah, that dude. Talk about somebody who's guarding the fence in Alaska today. Going out trying to take Tiger out like a double play.
No. So I mean, yeah, you don't want to lift your phone up out there on that course.
What was that story you told earlier when we were in the bullpen?
What was the story
about Augusta?
I don't know.
And being out there earlier. All right, well, you think about it for a second.
Okay.
I want to get back to this.
But here's the thing. Tiger, anyone who's been around any courses and know even at East Lake or wherever he's played, he always shows up early, you know, especially for practice rounds.
He woke up the same
time
we woke up today, he said.
Yeah.
He was getting up at 3:30.
I mean, that's the thing.
That's the time I got up.
Me too. Well, I was up before that. But that's what he always does. He's always, when it's a practice round day, he loves to be the first one at the course and get his round in as early as he can and get his work done. So that's it. But they mentioned something else. He's 43 now,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure he has to visit the therapist before he gets started.
Absolutely.
To get stretched out and that type thing. So a 9:20 tee time is a lot earlier than he usually gets, especially at a tournament like this when you're one of the leaders. you usually go off at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
And so he's having to get up right now and get that done right now. He's probably having a little bite to eat, and he's getting stretched. He's getting worked out, you know.
There's something to be said for what these dudes wear on Sunday. We're not talking about the red shirt. That's going to be there. But if conditions are different, some of them got, you know, they're putting on more layers. That affects your swing. So there's stuff on the periphery you got to worry about. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, George.
And while we're talking about Tiger, there's some other guys. We're having some amazing rounds on the leaderboard. And Molinari, the leader, you got to tip your cap to him. He's out of 66. He had a 66
yesterday. No, that dude's probably going to win it, to be honest with you. He got me nervous.
And he's and you know what? He's not blinking.
He's not blinking. And Koepka either, both of them. Yeah. They don't get scared by Tiger.
No. Koepka, 69 yesterday. He is at 10 under par. So that Tony Finau had a 64 yesterday. And Webb Simpson, those guys had 64s yesterday. And so they're right there as well in contention. So you watch to see. I mean, if the rain catches them before they finish it up, it changes another element. Changes the conditions of the course as you finish it on the back side of that. We talked earlier. That's what we talked about. We talked about the fact that now you get to see all 18 holes of coverage for the
CBS. And you were talking about going out there. But let me get to this. Come back to that because I had teased that I wanted to get to this story. And I was just letting you go on, and that's fine. But they this past week, the Four Letter Network ran a segment on Tiger. And it was called The Audience of Two. And the basis of the story was this, that this guy, as he has made his – and I was also thinking about this with other superstars too, but he's the only one I think in this category that I can think of who has done what he's done, the magical career that he had, has kids, but his kids never saw him be Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
And you wonder why he came back after going through what he went through medically. He didn't have to. Nobody's going to have a GoFundMe for Tiger Woods.
No, not
right?
at all.
Despite writing the check he wrote to his ex-wife. Okay? He didn't need to come back here. But kids will do that. They will, you know, they will make you do things as a parent. And you and I being step-parents, we realize that. Imagine there was your blood, right?
So you reach for the wallet.
He comes back and he is now performing for what was once an audience of millions. Now, given what he may not catch Jack, he may not even catch Sam Snead. He's got one more to catch or two more to catch Sam Snead as far as the all-time wins on the PGA Tour. I think it's 82. But he's performing for his kids.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that, I guess, whatever your motivation is. Because if his motivation has been to do just that, to perform, to show his kids as close as he can to what he used to be, and we've seen the result over the last year or so.
Right.
Hey, it seems to be working.
Yep.
You know?
They're able to enjoy seeing Dad other than have to watch YouTube. You know, they can actually see what he does and be a part of it. And I'm sure this would be nothing greater for him than to share a victory today.
There was a line in that movie, in that segment, that stayed with me. And as the narrator was going on and talking about his career, and they showed the picture of his kids, and the line was, his kids – know nothing about what I'm paraphrasing. Let me see right here. His kids don't know about fields trembling at the sight of a red shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
That just stayed with me. I had to write it down to make sure I got it right. His kids don't know about fields trembling at the sight of a red shirt.
Or also just his overall impact, you know, on our world. You mentioned iconic figures.
Well, who else?
And you made reference to someone like Muhammad Ali. Now, he's in a different way, but it's just by doing what he's done in an arena that's so uncommon, especially for people of color, to do that and still be promoted in a way. Because remember, he was promoted toward children. His first commercial spots was those commercials about I am Tiger Woods.
Right.
I am Tiger Woods. So it was promoted to children. And so that's the thing, just the way he came on the scene.
But he's beloved now. He was awed before.
Yeah.
Before everything happened in 08, Tiger was – you were in awe of him. This is where the disconnect happens with Jordan.
But we've seen him be human.
Well, that's right. The warts were exposed.
We've seen him be human.
But see, this is where – if we look at the last 50 years, 60 years of this country in sports, and we say the top three are Ali, Jordan, and Tiger. Okay? Put them in whatever order you want. But those are the three guys. Ali and Tiger have something in common that Jordan doesn't. You were awed – by the first part of their career. But then they became beloved to you. Jim Brown put it best, like it or not. He said, Muhammad Ali did not become beloved until he lost the ability to speak.
Yeah.
And it's true. But he was beloved. Brought presidents to tears when he lit the torch here, right?
Right.
Tiger now is beloved. Jordan has never been beloved. He's been awed. He's not that approachable person. Tiger actually looks like he's approachable now. You got guys sliding into him, for Christ's sake. But, I mean, he looks like he's more approachable. He's talking to the people. He's waving the crowds in a way that shows an appreciation. I think this is because of his kids.
Yeah.
But, again, what this second act, if you will, of Tiger has been a lot more relatable, and I don't think it happens without us being able to see his warts the way they were exposed. And his play is secondary, and that adds to it, but... Anyway, that piece you got to see. It's called An Audience of Two. ESPN may rerun it, but you can probably see it online.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, there's going to be more on Tiger as we progress. Like I said, radio coverage coming here with Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 9 o'clock. That's when our show is going to end today because of the moving up of the tee times. We're going to do that as we go on. Of course, we are the home of the Atlanta Falcons, and today they're having cheerleader auditions. We'll tell you. We'll let you know. Not those kind of cheerleaders. We're going to talk about that before we continue. All this Sunday morning, Sports Radio 99 The Game and 99thegame.com.
Georgia, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Morning.
It's a red shirt Sunday,
morning.
Even if it is a rainy one. Listen, before we get to our guests, two of my best friends in the world are born on the same day, June 22nd.
Okay.
I bring that up because how could I not know what I'm about to tell you? Do you know whose birthday it is today? Born on the same day? Greg Maddux and David Justice.
Really?
Did you know that?
No.
I didn't know that. Bo, did you know that? I didn't know it either. Both on this day, 1966.
Wow. Same birthday on the exact same day.
Shay and shared a ring.
Yes, they did. How about that?
Think about that. That's got to be the only ones. That's got to be some kind of record. David Justice and Greg Maddux on the same day, the only two players, share a birthday and got a World Series ring together.
Yeah.
Ain't too bad.
Not bad at all.
On the day that Julius Caesar was killed. That's another insignificant tidbit about
this
day.
Yeah, really, man. Wow.
Anyway, let's talk dancing.
We talk about because the NFL draft is coming up. That gets us thinking about the Falcons, the players on the team. But what about the cheerleaders? Well, today, if you get an opportunity to audition, and joining us on the waitfor.com hotline is the Falcons cheerleader choreographer, Jakeen Ashford. Good morning, Jakeen.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
It's a red shirt Sunday. You can't have anything better than that. Other than hearing about ladies auditioning to be cheerleaders, talk to us about this day, and hopefully the weather won't affect it.
Well, hopefully not. Good thing the auditions are at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, so we will be covered. The weather will not hurt us at all, even if it doesn't hold up. But we are so excited. In fact, I'm already here. Got up at around 4 this morning to get everything settled, but we're really excited. This is really the kickoff to our 2019 season, and we're looking for performers of all kinds to come out and show us what they've got and see if they can make it to our 2019 team.
Jakeen, now what is required? Because a lot of people watch the Falcons cheerleaders or any of the cheerleaders in around the National Football League, and they feel like these people have years and years of dance or have been college cheerleaders or whatnot. What is really required to do this?
Well, really the only basic requirement is to be 18 years old. You don't have to have any experience. You don't have to have been on a team before. I come from a cheer background. We do a lot of dancing, so it's good. You definitely have to have rhythm and ability to pick up choreography, but you don't have to have a strong dance background. I cheered all through high school and danced in college. So as long as you're 18 and you love the Falcons and you want to be a part of this team, you can make it.
And you got some game. So I'm going to run down what it says here on the website. You tell me if I've got all the correct information or if I'm missing something here. For those who want to come out and try out, application, yeah. Got that there. Recent photo or snapshot, valid photo ID, non-refundable, about $35 cash, application fee, business or dance resume, and that's optional. And you guys are going to feed them, too, while they're there.
Well,
little bit.
They'll have an opportunity to have bring their own snacks.
Okay. But I saw something in a previous year, and I found this interesting. And again, maybe you've changed it moving forward. You said you must have a part-time or full-time job or be a college student, and being a mom is considered a full-time job.
Absolutely, absolutely. We've had several people on the squad in your past who've been full-time moms. We had a young lady who cheered when I cheered back in the early 2000s, took 8 years off, had two kids, came back, made the team, and was phenomenal. And we definitely want well-rounded people who are able to go out in the community, because dancing at the games is only a small portion of what they do. The majority of the time they're at the schools, they're talking to kids, they're at hospitals, they're at business functions. So we want well-rounded people who have a life outside of cheerleading. So definitely either they have a job or be in school or be a mother, which is absolutely a full-time job.
Spending time this morning on the waitfor.com hotline with Jakeen Ashford. She is the choreographer for the Atlanta Falcons cheerleaders. They're having auditions this morning, so if you know someone that fits the bill, someone you know would be great out there on Sunday afternoons. And just talk about the whole the experience that you get to have. Can you talk about the other things you get to do and the network that you get to have? Because I know for myself, Falcons cheerleaders and former cheerleaders, which you guys do stay connected, is an incredible network in this town.
Yes, absolutely. Being a part of the Falcons is just an experience that you can't put a dollar amount on. Not only are they involved with so many activities with the Falcons, just the Atlanta community as a whole, they really are the ambassadors, not only of the Falcons, but of the city of Atlanta. We had an opportunity to go to Hong Kong this past year and perform in their New Year's parade. So they not only represented the Atlanta Falcons, but the entire city of Atlanta, really the whole U.S. So there's experiences that they can get that they can't get anywhere else. They'll have friendships to last a lifetime. They'll be front row and center on the field on game day, along with just interacting with everyone in the community.
You know, I want to ask both of you guys this, because I've always wondered this. Jakeen Ashford joining in, Sam McGregor, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And I started off by saying, I hope that the weather doesn't affect the tryouts today. Here's what I'm thinking about. When you guys know that you have to go, you know, you spend most of your time in a dome, you control conditions, but then you see on the schedule, we got to go to Buffalo. Okay, or you're going to travel.
And well, they travel with the team because they don't perform.
No, I just –
But oftentimes they do travel.
That's what I was going to ask. For the times that you – I mean, is it across the board you don't ever travel on road trips, or the times that you do? And if you go to cold weather, do you guys, like, shoot over to, like, Pete's Place at Georgia State or go to Georgia Tech and practice outside, I guess is what I'm getting at, as opposed to being inside the dome?
Right. Well, the beauty of it is that we do not travel to away games. We only perform at home games except for Super Bowl. And most of the time, the Super Bowl is in a warm weather city, so that hasn't really affected us too much, because if we want ladies that are in school and have full-time jobs, it's hard to go to away games as well. So they're only performing at home games, and then Super Bowl when we make it. I'm not going to say if we make it.
Which you get to do once again, because as a former cheerleader Falcons yourself, you've remained connected and involved now in a leadership capacity. Once again, Jakeen, before we let you go here, tell us about what people need to bring and what time things get started this morning.
Yes, so registration starts at 7:30. It will end at 9. You can come down to the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, enter through the entrance where the big Falcon is. You just need to bring an application. We have applications for you to fill out. Bring your registration fee and a photo, and come with workout attire and ready to dance.
Have a good breakfast too.
And you guys, and you would teach them the routine, right? A lot of people may be concerned they don't know the routine. You guys would teach them the routine, right?
That's right. We're going to demonstrate everything they need to know to audition. We just need them and to bring their smiling faces and all their energy.
There you go.
Fantastic.
All right.
And you can tell she's wide awake, man.
She is, man. She's perky. She's down there. She's ready to go. That's a cheerleader right there. That's a choreographer.
That's it.
She's ready to teach.
She's ready to go today.
That's right. We're ready.
All right, Jakeen. Thank you for getting up and being a part of it this morning.
All right. Thank you guys so much. Have a great day.
Good luck today.
Have a great day now.
You know what I forgot to ask her? Because the Pro Bowl, does a cheerleader from each team get to go to the Pro Bowl? Mm-hmm. So who's the best one?
They get to do that. And also on Super Bowl Sundays, they have Vegas. They have a big place where the NFL viewing party.
Mm-hmm.
And so they select a cheerleader to go to that.
So I wonder how many times she's got to go. Was she that cheerleader?
Maybe have.
Get her back on the phone.
Or go visit the troops. You know,
but yes, that'll be that's a big one.
There are a lot of different things that they get to do.
Going to give you a shot at some jobs in the film and TV industry, and at some point, maybe next hour, but before we leave here, I got a Tom Hanks story I got to tell you.
Okay.
So anyway, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.